the rechaya. But let's say you have the chamor, your donkey, that not that you ride on, but you use it to turn the mill with it, to grind the mill with. It's like, that you're not allowed to cut its nails on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi says, Shechachoysin shoyotoychtin agal chamorim, you used to use the donkeys. Lemotz lemishkal, you can't cut off its nails. Lucharma, tifonov. Lemotz lemitcham b'moed elu l'tzarech moed. Anyway, you can't grind a lot on Chol HaMoed. You're only allowed to grind the wheat that you need for Chol HaMoed. It's only a small amount. Like we'll see later in the next perek. Hilkach, tchina mu'etes yochol litcham b'chamor v'lo marale gidol tziponov. You only have to grind a little bit now in Chol HaMoed. So this little bit you could do with the donkey even though his nails are growing long. In other words, maybe you can't ride him too far, but just to turn the mill a little bit, he could do it even though his nails are long. Therefore, we have no right to cut off its nails on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda shari lemishkal tufra lechamra derechaya. No, he was matter to cut off the nails even for the donkey that you use just for the rechayim. You know, that's also called the tzarech. But do a better job now on Chol HaMoed, that's also mutter. Unuk me rechaya, he was also matter zrashi lahamid lehosim rechayim zu agavzu. If you want to put like one millstone on top of another one, he was matter to be maimed to set it up on Chol HaMoed. Ulemivne rechaya, you're allowed to build the whole millstone on Chol HaMoed. Since it's tzarech oichel nefesh, you're allowed to build it on Chol HaMoed. Ulemivne amas rechaya. You could also build, Rashi says, or eight, the wood, sherechayim boni olov. You have like the foundation, the stem of the millstone, that also you're allowed to build and make on Chol HaMoed. Ulemivne uria, Rashi says, refes boker, you could build a corral on Chol HaMoed. Also, since it's a tzarech, you need a place where to put your animals on Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to build a corral, that's called tzarech HaMoed. And also these binyonim are not binyonim shokayomim, they're binyon arai, it's a mice umin, therefore these binyonim you're allowed to make. Rava shori lesruke susia. Rava has said you're allowed to comb your horse on Chol HaMoed. Drashi, even with shabarzel, even to use a metal one, also you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. That's called tzarech HaMoed. Ula nivne akarpito. You could build this carpita in Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, "Masher mesimu matfuol atoichon lefnei asusim." You want to make like a little basket there where you put the food in front of the horses. It's mutter to make this basket on Chol HaMoed. It's a tzarech to feed the animals on Chol HaMoed. Ulemivne itzdebo. You can make a little platform. Rashi says, "Binyan avonim," a little binyan of stone that you want to sit on or lie on. You could also build it on Chol HaMoed because it's a tzarech HaMoed. You want to sit on it. Rava shori lemishkal domo lebehema b'chol demoada. Rava was matter to take some blood out of your animals on Chol HaMoed. Now it was also called a tzarech. It was a health, for health reasons of the animals, it's mutter. And domo le'abai, Abai said, Tanya de Messiah, I have a raya to you. It says, Alocha makizin dam lebehema. You're allowed to make bloodletting out of the animal on Chol HaMoed because it was a type of rufu or something healthy for them. You're allowed to do any type of refuah for animals on Chol HaMoed. You don't have to hold yourself back from taking care of your animals on Chol HaMoed. Refuah for an animal is mutter on Chol HaMoed. And so he says, Avada, the refuah the behema sheish pa melochari. We're talking about we're doing a melocha. Av refua shein v'yisra melocha rak zerim shem sika samonim hafilu b'shabesika mandashori. There's a man in the omen that says v'chlal that gezerim doesn't apply by animals. V'alocha k'mandashori. And that's the locha. That you're allowed to like, give medicine to your animals, that's mutter on Shabbos even. So here that it says in Chol HaMoed you could do refua for your animals, it means even a melocha. If you ask like here, let the blood, take the blood out of the animal, that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Rove shori lekesuchia kirma. He was matter you like to iron out the pleats, kirma means the folds of your clothing on Chol HaMoed. Shori lekesuchusi kirma. Rashi says gius, that means ironing out your clothing. Kirmayim begodim. You like to iron out if your begodim have folds in it, you could iron it out. My time a maisa hedyut too. You're not doing anything. It's a maisa hedyut. So tzarech HaMoed, that's mutter. Even though see later on you're not allowed to wash your clothing, that's not so much as a melacha. That's also new gzeira that the rabbanon don't want you to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, because we're afraid if you're allowed to wash your clothing, you won't wash your clothing before Chol HaMoed, and you'll come into Yom Tov dirty, because you figure you have time to wash them on Chol HaMoed. So the rabbanon, you're not allowed to wash the clothing on Chol HaMoed. But not because it's an Issa Melacha. As the Melacha itself, since it's Sarach HaMoed, it would have been Mutter. It's a different Melacha why it's also. But here, just to iron out the crinkles in your pagodim, that's Mutter. My time and my said you too. It's a my said you. Rashi, the Mutter, Lassol, Asoysoy, the Chol HaShemoed. The law of Maisum and who? It's not a professional work. A Maisa Hedjit, it's Mutter, if any Sarach of Yom Tov. Omer Rav Yitzcha Barami. Omer Rav Chizda. Kiturei biri aser. Keturei bisa, that's already a maisa umin. That's you want to make type of pleads on your sleeves. That's not so easy to do. Trash lemeved b'moyed. Shekach hoi oisin, shoyenoitlin, kelim, chalukin, voyemachlikin, lalayim, beisiyat, shachalukayim. Used to make pleads on the sleeves. So that's not so easy to do. To make pleads is a maisa umin, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. My time, the Gemara says, my sumenu. It's a my sumenu. It's a professional job. Professional job is also to do on Chol HaMoed. Omar Rav said, man de maskil aria. Somebody that's maskil aria means cleaning out the ground. It depends what he's doing it for. The maskil Rashi says, shechoyfe mishom adomo, letzorech hagorin, lachvot shom chitin, letzorech hamoed, aynu adaita de beidori vishori. He's cleaning out the ground. So he's like smoothing out the ground. If there are holes there or bumps of ground, he's smoothing out the ground. So it depends. Haiman Damaskal Arya. Basil Girsis Damaskal Tikla Adaita. So that is Adaita Devedori Shari. If he's doing it for the threshing floor, to be able to thresh there, then it's mutter to smooth out the ground. But adaita di ariyasa, if you're doing it for the purpose of the ground, to make the ground smoother, in order to be able to plant there, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi says, Damaskil tikla Rashiad, min shechoyfe mishom adama, letzarech hagorin, lach v'tshom chitin. You want to make the threshing place nice and smooth, in order to thresh on the wheat. Letzarech hamoed, and that's for the purpose of the moed. You're allowed to make wheat, flour in Chol HaMoed. So if you have the wheat, you want to thresh the wheat down, that's mutter to do. So therefore you have to smooth out the ground in order to thresh it there. Haino adaita devei dori vishori. If you're doing it amanas to make a good threshing place, that's mutter to smooth out the ground. But adaita the area, shechayfa sadele tzarech zriya. You still want to smooth out the grounds, the high hills, you want to flatten it out in order to be able to plant better there. Then it's also in Chol HaMoed. Smoothing out the ground, which is also on Yom Tov, who are then it's also on Chol HaMoed also. You're not allowed to plant on Chol HaMoed. So, how do we know what's for what, whether it's the purpose of the threshing the floor or the purpose is for the ground itself, is mule b'mulia v'notze b'notze z'adaita d'veidari. So Rashi learns like this. Mula b'mulya means shenoitla kakim makam gevoya or manicha shom agavi makam gevoya. You take like one high spot of earth and put it on top of another high spot of earth. Haino mula b'mulya, a high portion into another high portion. Or that's the opposite way. Oy notza b'notza, Rashi says. Shechoyfe b'makam namach. You dig in a low place. Or manicha b'makam namach. And the ground you dig out here in this small place, you leave in another small low place. Namach. Ta'ainu adaita d'arya. This is the pshat. Rashi had a different gusset than we have. That's called adaita arya v'yosa. That's called you want to smooth out the ground, and that's also. Tezer da'ka shechorish. That's the way you plow your fields. She'enu mashgiach b'yeze mokim she'yered ha'machrisha v'karka afilu b'mokim namuch. Chorish, even though it's a low place, still you're smoothing it out. V'ayinu d'yme d'charisha v'yosa. That's d'yme d'charisha. So why is Rashi had a different gusset? Because we have the gusset now in Gemara's Mula b'malaya v'notza b'notza adaita d'veidori, we have it. Rashi had the gist of my story, said that's called adaita d'arya.
What's the Bach saying?
Yeah, the Bach changes the gist like Rashi. So the Shalom, what the gist, that's what Rashi learns. You take high to high, or low place to low place, that's called you like smoothing out all parts of your ground. On a low place, for sure, it's only for Harisha and not to thresh there. Ma'ashen kein, shoko mulia v'shagya v'notza, you take a high hill of ground and throw it into a low place. Then we say adaita dari. That's our girsa, and according to Rashi, that would be adaita de dvedori. Rashi says, avashaka mulia, shenotla kakim makam gvoyi, take the ground from a higher place. Vishadya banatsa, bemakim nomach, and you throw it to a low place. Hainu adaita dvedori. That's how manas to make a threshing place there. Adaita de gurin, shakardaka shagurin shemeshavi agronois vizemuta. You want to like just smooth out the ground. In other words, something's high here, something's low there, you put the high hill into the low place. In other words, you want the kavanah just to smooth out the ground. If you want to smooth out the whole ground, that's in order to make it good for threshing there, and that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Mashenkin, if in the same place, high to high and low to low, that's not smoothing out the whole ground, that's working on every piece of ground by itself, and that's like Harisha. You're like softening the ground in order to make it fit to seed it. And that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. The Yom HaRova, Hayman de Zochi Zichi. If somebody, Rashi said, the Zochi Zichi means Shemechaber es HaKarko, Me'etzim Ketanim Sholeh Shenoitlam. You have your backyard, your ground, full of small twigs there, small sticks there. You want to clean it out on Chol HaMoed? You want to clean out the small sticks from the ground on Chol HaMoed. So it's like this. Hayman again, Yom HaRova. Hayman de Zochi Zichi. Somebody wants to clean out his ground from the sticks that he has there. He has sticks on his ground. Is Adaita de Tzivi Shori. If you want to clean out the ground because you want to use these sticks, you want to use them for firewood, or you want to use it to bake with, Savad Ritzmuta, you'll have to collect sticks from your ground to use on Chol HaMoed. But Adaita de Arya Osir. But the reason why you want to collect all the small twigs off the ground is to make the ground better to be able to plow on. That's also to do on Chol HaMoed. The Rashi is adaita the tzv imlichton adaita the etzim lasika. And you want to collect all these twigs to burn them in your house to knock it rabbi v'shavu susu. What that means? That's mutter. But if you're doing it to smooth out the ground, that's also. So how do you know what he's doing? Hechidami shoku rabbi v'shavu zutri adaita the tzv. If the person only collects the big pieces of wood in his backyard, but the small pieces of wood he still leaves there. So that shows us that he only wants the good pieces to burn with, and that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Mashenka the opposite way. Shoko Ravravi, he leaves over the big ones. No, Shoko Ravravi Vizutri, but if he takes everything, he cleans out his backyard from the big sticks and the small sticks, then Adaita Darya. Then we say the reason why he's cleaning out his backyard is in order to make it fit to plow on, and that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. You can't plow or plant on Chol HaMoed. But if you just want to collect the wood to use them, you're allowed to use wood on Chol HaMoed. V'yom HaRova, Hayman de Posach Mayelarya. Somebody that let the water start to flow into his ground. Like he has a connection, a canal that's connected to the river, and he opens up the Pesach of the door to let the canal water come into his field. It depends. Adaita de Kavri Shari. If he's doing it to catch fish, this is the river water that's coming into your fields now. So that's the way to go fishing. You let the water go through your fields and you catch the fish. That's mutter. But adaita dar yosir. If you're doing it just to water down your ground to make it fit to seed it later, that's also. So Rashi says, adaita the kavri. Shoysen amayim shiyoytsim in aguma shall beaver lechutz. You're letting the water leave the big pond. If you want the water to leave the pond in order to get the fish left over, that's mutter. But if you're doing it amanat that the water should go in your ground, to water your ground, that's also. So Mor says, hey chidomi, how do we know what he's doing it for? Posach trei bovi, if he opens up two doors, like he lets the water come in on both sides, chad meiloi, one's above. The chad metisoy is the ones on bottom. Then we say adai to the kavri. Then his purpose is to let the water flow through his grounds in order to catch the fish. So Rashi says like this: you're going to posach trei bovi, chad sheboy nechnosim abayim. One door of the canal he opens up that the water should start flowing into his grounds. Laguma, it should come into a hole there. v'nechnosim af ha'dogim l'guma. And even the fish of the canal of the river water comes into this hole. V'echad, the next door is shamayim yoytzim chutz l'guma. When the water like overflows this hole, it goes out. V'ha'dogim ishtayorim b'soichoy. And the fish stay inside the guma. And then you take the fish out of the gum, out of this pond, that's mutter. That's a good way to go fishing. Let the river water flow over a ditch in your karka, so the fish flow into the ditch, and then the water overflows, that goes out of your ground. But a component of the fish are staying inside the ditch, inside your ground, that's called going fishing. You let it go fishing on Chol HaMoed. Mashenkein posa chad bova. Adaita darya. But if you only open up just one door, just let the canal water come into your ground, and there's no water for the water to go out, then we say the purpose is you want to water down your field, and it's time to water down your field, and Chol HaMoed is also. Yeah. Taita. V'yomar Rava. Haiman de poshach diklo. If somebody, Rashi says, shezoymer radeko men anofim sheboi. You have a palm tree that has a lot of branches, and you're pulling off some branches. There's too many leaves there. You're pulling off some leaves off the palm tree. To poshach dikli, you're pulling off the leaves off the palm tree, the lulas off the palm trees. So it depends for what purpose. Adaita dechiyus sheshori. If you're doing it for the animal's purposes, Rashi says, ruyi lemaychab hema. It's fit, the palm tree, the leaves, animals could eat. To nokad min anofim, to michad gisa, if you take it from one side, if you're doing it for the purpose of giving it to the animals to eat, that's mutter. But if you're pulling off the excess branches in order to make the rest of the tree grow well, that's also on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to make the trees grow better on Chol HaMoed. So that's also to do. How do we know what he's doing it for? Hechidami. How do we know for what purpose he's doing it? If he takes off all the branches off one side of the palm tree, then we say that is not for the purpose of the tree. He's like ruining one whole side. But the purpose is he wants these palm leaves to give to his animal to eat. That's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. If he does it equally, he goes all around the palm tree, and from each side he pulls off a little bit of branches, then we say for sure, adaita de dekula viyosa. The purpose why he's pulling off these branches, because there are too many branches there, and the tree doesn't grow so well, and by pulling off the excess branches, the rest of the tree will grow better, that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. They're not going to make the tree grow on Chol HaMoed. Zriya is also on Chol HaMoed. Fighter. V'yomar Rava. Hani, Tamri, Tuchlani. If you have these type of, tomorrow these type of dates. Tuchli, Rashi says, Tamorim shlenis bashto kotzorkin. You have dates on the date tree, but they're not completely ripe yet. They didn't get ripe yet. Is Migizrinu Shori. Migizrinu Rashi says, Lechoitchon lishnayim. If you want to cut them off, and cut them in half. Uli Eichlan and Titim. Hachlab Yomtiv. You want to eat it the way it is right now on Yomtiv Shori. Tlesarach Yomtiv Kovid. If you're cutting it now in half, that shows that you want to eat it now, even though they weren't ripe yet. You want to eat it this way, that avad was mutter. Of a matzinu osir, if you want a zrashi l'kaifshon, if you want to squash it together, b'masui, o moitzi lecha shaben, and you want the juice to come out of it, l'chutz, outside, hainu osir, sh'ach shaveina nitloyim, el alasas mien tzimukin. The purpose of what you're doing it is not to eat it right now, but you want to make like raisins out of it, you want it to dry up. Lochlan b'chol, eat it later on next week. You're not allowed to fix up the food even on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of after Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do any work on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of after Yom Tov. So if you have these dates now that you want to squeeze out the juice in order to make it to start to dry up, that you'll be finished next week after Yom Tov, after Chol HaMoed, it's also to pull it off the tree. Like really you're doing a malacha. You're pulling the dates off the tree. So if you do it for Tzorach HaMoed, for the purpose of eating it during Chol HaMoed, on the last day Yom Tov, it's mutter. You could do work with Tzorach HaMoed. But if you're only doing it with Tzorach of Acher HaMoed, it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Taita, Rav Papa Roma, Kivan de Masliya, Kimafakhtmiya Ha'ovidami. He holds no. Since these dates they're going to rot away if you don't squeeze out the juice. So it's like a formak, like a business of it, like a deal that you lose out if you don't do the deal now. So a dover of it, something you lose out, you're allowed to do it now in Chol HaMoed. Trashikiva the Mesloi. Ilav the Maitzinu. You have these dates now, and if you don't squeeze out the juice, they'll start to run away. And therefore, kedover of it, Kleimar. Schoirish Adem Yochol HaSaisa B'Moed. Kadesh Lo Yafsid Bo. Im Lo Yoso. If you have some business, that if you don't sell it now, you lose out. You'll have a big loss. So dover of it is mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Hizochinami. Motzil Amatzinu, you'll have to squeeze out the juice of these dates right now in Chol HaMoed. Dilo Yavar Hochi Misloi Vishari. Because if you don't do it now, it's going to dry out, as it's going to start to rot away, and you'll lose it. So therefore, you'll have to do work with Dover Ovid its mutter, even though it's only for the use of Yefter Chol HaMoed. But if you don't do it now, you'll have a big loss. A Dover Ovid, not to have a loss, you'll have to do work even on Chol HaMoed.
All right, turn over.
Any type of business is also to do on Chol HaMoed. You can't sell things on Chol HaMoed. To do business on Chol HaMoed is awesome. For in the case that if you have a sale to make now, and if you don't make it now, you're going to lose out, a dover of it is mutter. Trashi v'dover ovid muter. Shim yesh loy hefsit im lo yasenu liyoysa schara. If you don't sell it right now, you'll have a big loss. By waiting, you'll have a big loss. Muter la soysoy. You're allowed to sell it right now. Avo b'chinam shaloy larviyach osa. But for nothing, like it's just time, shaloy larviyach, not a question of losing out, that's osa. Revina hevila yuhiska. Ravina had a type of iska as a business. So he had the money invested someplace. Tevi mizdavim b'shi shalfi. He could have sold it right now in Chol HaMoed and make $6,000 profit. So l'chura, that's called a dover of it. L'chura, he had to do it. But still, shia, he waited. He didn't want to sell it in Chol HaMoed. Shia l'zvuni. He waited not to sell it in Chol HaMoed. Bos t'chol d'moyoid, after Chol HaMoed, he waited and then he sold it. Vizavnu betleiser alfi, and he gained on the deal. He sold it then for $12,000. In other words, by not selling in a Chol HaMoed, waiting till after he had more luck, he made another $6,000. Ravina have a masig zuze bivnei akro de shanusa. Ravina lent money to people living in this place, and the people of Bnei Akro, he lent them money. Is and he wanted to collect his money now in Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed was the one day they were all home. He wanted to go down to that city and collect his money. So the question, are you allowed to go collect money on Chol HaMoed or not? Is also l'kayim with Rav Ashi. He went to ask Rav Ashi the Shaila. Omalei, ma'u l'mezel idno, can I go today and collect my money? So Rashi says, Havi maski zuzi shoyechayovim le'moyis p'yesimokim. The people in that city owed him money. He lent people money there. So the question is, can I go now on Chol HaMoed and collect my money? Is omalei, he told him, Kivon the idno hu di mishkachas lohu. Today I know the home. Chol HaMoed, they don't go to work, everybody's home. If I go there today, I'll get my money. V'yoymo achrino le mishkachas lohu. But if I go after Chol HaMoed, on any day, I'm never sure of the home. I don't know if I'll ever get my money. So in such a case, is kapramaktiyo ho'ovidomi. It's like a sale, it's like a business sale. If you don't do it now, you'll have a loss. And therefore, v'shari, therefore it's mutter. In other words, if the only time you have to collect your chay for sure is on Chol HaMoed, and if you wait till afterwards, you lose out, therefore you have a right to do it right now. So Taisa speaks out here over. Here Taisa says, what's called a dover over that's mutter to do? Pirish bedover, shimlo yemachrenu at, if you're not going to sell it right now on Chol HaMoed, shemlo yemachrenu yofa pamacheris, you won't have another chance to sell it. The yafsid min akeren, and you're going to lose out from the capital, the original capital you put into it. Avlim lo yafsid min akeren, but if you're not going to lose the original capital, how much you paid for it? Elish lo yavir kokach, it's only a question, how much of a gain are you going to make? If you sell it right now, you make a lot of money. If you wait till after Chol HaMoed, you won't make so much money, but you're not going to lose out from the capital. Ein zeh choshev dover ovid. That's not called a dover ovid. To kol shechein liknoi schorah. The same thing to buy schorah to sell is also you're not allowed to do. Shematia yoseh b'yekir achramoyid. Stam to be afraid you want to buy it now in order like to gain that, because if I buy it after cholamoyid it'll be too expensive. That's not called a dover of it. Aval liknoi siyayin kosher b'teich amoyid mutter. But to buy wine, that's mutter, because you can use the wine in cholamoyid. Rav Yosef Pirish diyesh lesser the apple pish lo yimtza bezul harayimtza b'yekiv yenta dovrovit. Stam to buy wine, like you don't have to be afraid you won't find wine. Notice, he was matter to buy wine, stack up on wine during Chol HaMoed, because you never know if they'll find wine after Chol HaMoed. So he said back, no, that's no heterida. For sure there'll be wine around after Chol HaMoed. Maybe it'll be a little more expensive. That's not called a dovrovit. Like lemaisa, you'll have wine later on. So on Chol HaMoed, buy the wine you need for yomtiv. But the stam stack up right now, that's awesome. But it's brought down that there's a tremendous big sale. That right now it's a big sale. Later on after Chol HaMoed, you won't have a big sale. You won't get that sale anymore. That's also called Dov Rov, and it's hefted to buy it. But again, it depends upon the sales. If the sale is a sale that comes up once a month or once in 2 months, then there's no hefter. Because don't do it today. Wait till after Chol HaMoed. But if it's a sale that comes around once a year, especially good sale, the more they say CNR has their annual sale, that mamish to give off big prices, that could be had to go on Chol HaMoed to buy, that's called the Dover Ovid. If you're buying Litzarach Yontav Avadu, it's mutter. The question is, if you don't want to buy Litzarach HaMoed, you still want to buy it on Chol HaMoed to use it after Chol HaMoed, there's no heter. You're not allowed to buy something on Chol HaMoed to use it after Chol HaMoed. Only if it's a Dover Ovid, if it's a special big sale, that you won't be able to get it after Chol HaMoed, then there's a heter to do it on Chol HaMoed. Yes. Mice to the hetter where people do business, do sales on Chol HaMoed today, as they said, because it's all called Kedav Rav, they don't have Kedav Panasosli. The hetter is. There's a hetter to do Malacha Kedav Panasosli. First of all, the people say it's called Dov Rav, people say. That if you don't open your shop or do sales on Chol HaMoed, people will stop buying from you, so you'll have a big Dov Rav, you'll lose your customers, so that's one hetter to do it on Chol HaMoed. Another hetter is brought down is that what we do today is called the tzarech chayis. It's called yepanosa. In a big gevira, Stachakashi has to find a hetter what to do business in Chol HaMoed. Even if he doesn't do work, he'll still have what to live the rest of the year on, so then you have to find a hetter what the hetter to do the work in Chol HaMoed is. But usually the hetter is, it's all called tzarech panososa, we need it for our daily life. And what you need for life, that you'll have to do even in Chol HaMoed. Right. No, these are big, we're not talking about halacha. Halacha l'maisi is a shrei halacha, you have to hear shalas. But, Tanya nami hochi, Gabi avoydeh zorah ki agavde. We learned the same halacha about the Yisra of avoydeh zorah. What does that mean? Holchen the yirid. You're allowed to go down